If your world sometimes feels like a wilderness, you'll appreciate the message the church delivers this coming Sunday. God is ready to work tremendous deeds for you. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. Jesus has a vision in this Sunday's gospel. Satan, falling like lightning from the sky, the enemy, vanquished by the missionary preaching of his church, sent out by Jesus to begin gathering the nations into the harvest of judgment. The 70 disciples are a sign of the continuing mission of the church. Carrying out the work of the 70, the church still proclaims the coming of God's kingdom, offering his blessing of peace and mercy to every family on earth. Our Lord's tone is solemn, for in the preaching of the church, the kingdom of God is at hand. The time of decision has come for everyone. Those who will not receive his messengers will be doomed like Sodom, but those who do believe will find mercy and peace, protection and nourishment in the Eucharist of the church, our mother, daughter Zion, as we celebrate in this Sunday's beautiful first reading. The church is the new family of God in which we receive a new name that will endure forever, a name written in heaven. In our psalm this Sunday, we sing of God's tremendous deeds among men throughout salvation history. But of all the works of God, none has been greater than what he has wrought by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Changing the sea into dry land was but an anticipation for our passing over into the new creation, as St. Paul calls it. And as the Exodus generation was protected in a wilderness filled with serpents and scorpions, God has given his church power now over the full force of the enemy. Nothing will harm us as we make our way through the wilderness of this world, awaiting the master of the harvest, awaiting the day when all the earth will shout joyfully to the Lord, sing praise to the glory of his name. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.